And this update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek at 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that can do any job anytime. That's Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly, and another update on some of your headlines here with Thumb Broadcasting. A woman driving the wrong way collided with a street sweeper in a late-night crash last night, April the 16th. Here on Central Dispatch, received the call at about 10 minutes after 11. Officer Hessling of the Bad Axe Police Department responded to a collision on East Huron Avenue near Heisterman Street with assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Officer Hessling's investigation revealed that the 34-year-old female resident of Bad Axe was traveling in the wrong direction within the one-way area of an ongoing road construction project. Her 2018 Ford Escape collided with the street sweeper, resulting in significant damage. But thankfully, no injuries were reported. Authorities stress the importance of responsible driving, especially in the construction areas, and they remind all of our Thumb area residents of the ongoing construction in Bad Axe. Okay, in other news, President Biden is promising to block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company, saying it should remain a totally American company, American-owned, American-operated. In a speech at the Pittsburgh headquarters of the United Steelworkers, Biden pledged to keep the company in U.S. hands. Biden said last month that he opposes the merger, but went far further in his comment to the steelworkers. The ride-hailing company Uber says it has banned an account that set a driver to an Ohio home where an 81-year-old man shot the woman to death. Uber says the March 25th shooting death of driver Lolitha Hall is a horrific tragedy, and the company has provided information to help investigators. William Brock is accused of killing Hall at his home in South Charleston. The Clark County Sheriff's Office says he mistakenly believed that Hall had something to do with a scam that he received, that it was a phone call that included threats and demands for money regarding an incarcerated relative. Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring on a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for its relocation. State television didn't broadcast it live as it had in previous years. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria that happened on April the 1st, and that ended up killing 12 people. Police say two men exchanged gunfire after they exited a bus in downtown Flint, leaving one of them in critical condition. There was a woman that was wounded. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green tells WJRT-TV the men got into an altercation in a different city and then continued fighting when they arrived in the bus terminal in Flint. Investigators said both men were firing at each other. One of the alleged shooters was a man in his 30s who was hospitalized in critical condition. The other gunman left before officers arrived. And there's no new updates on the woman in her 20s that was grazed by a bullet. At the time, she had been hospitalized in stable condition when this article came out. And we'll be right back.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
and then let's call Brexit Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Okay, we do have a thunderstorm watch going on today until 7 p.m. Just wanted to make you aware of that. And with that, this news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek at 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that can do any job, anytime. That's Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.